It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to KLRN Radio,
where liberty and reason still reign.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when unusual storms, fallen debris, or sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
I was made for this. It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
And this is America Off the Rails. We are live right here on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network. And I hope everybody's enjoying your Wednesday evening. Thank you so much for those of you hanging out in the chat. For those of you listening live, Memorex podcast, no matter where you listen, how you listen, thank you so much for taking the time to do so. I know things have been hit and miss with me lately, but I am working on trying to get back into a more rounded schedule. I spent most of October focusing on juxtaposition because that is a hard show to do when you're used to doing politics. So we've got one last show to try to round things out that we were wanting to talk about in October. And then that schedule is going to go back to normal for a while. Ordy and I have actually been toying with the idea of maybe moving it back to Friday nights and taking it weekly after the first of the year, but that's still just in the talking phases. So for those of you who like the show, don't get your hopes up yet, because I have to figure out if I can actually bite off much more. because the thing about it is, for those of you keeping score at home, I am a single full-time dad again to two perpetual teenagers. I have two children that are special needs who are biologically 26 and 25, but mentally about 14 or 15, and they will stay that way pretty much for forever. So while they are old enough mentally to help with things, they are still not really to a point where they can do much of the things that anybody else at 25 or 26 would be able to do without prompting, which means I have to basically deal with them constantly and remind them to do things and make lists. And so, yeah, it's been an adjustment, which is another reason why I haven't been here very often. But, you know, it is what it is. I knew what I was getting into when we figured out, my first wife and I figured out that both of the kids that we had in common were going to have issues. I now know what's caused the issues, and I'm not going to go into that, but did figure it out much later, once testing and things had gotten better. So it wasn't anything genetic, that's just all I'm going to say. But anyway, so there's another reason why you haven't seen much of me, because I'm back to having to work full-time, try to do this when I can, try to keep a house running, try to pay all the bills, try to be pretty much the only one going to the store, keep and also dealing with the grandchild. So, yeah, if I'm not here as much, that's why. So it's not because I don't love you guys, and it's not because I don't want to be here, because trust me, every time I get back in front of a mic, I remember why I used to do this pretty much every night, because it's therapy, even though it used to drive the ex crazy, which is part of the reason why the ex isn't here anymore, because she said this was basically my mistress. She might not have been too far off. Anyway, so, pondering things night before Veterans Day. I have veterans in my family. I know lots of veterans, and right now most of them are just scratching their heads going, what the fuck have we done? So welcome to Biden's America, where you can't find stuff you need on the shelves. You're lucky if you can, you know, put, I mean, the only time you can put 10 bucks in your gas tank is if you're driving from pump 1 to pump 4. It's just great. It's just great all the way around. And again, you know, I alluded to this with Ordy in the first hour with Robinson and Horty. But I'm going to go into more detail with it now. At this point, I have a serious question. If the Democrats were actually not trying to destroy the country, what could they be doing differently than they are now if they were actually trying to destroy the country? Because it's kind of a half dozen of one, six of the other. Because everything they're doing is bad. Everything they're doing is bad. And I get some of this was done under Trump, you know, as far as the stimulus, things like that. But the thing about it is, we were dealing with something we've never dealt with before. At this point, even people like Bill Maher are saying, look, this shit's over. Just open things back up. When you've lost Bill Maher, I don't know what else to tell you. When you have lost Bill Maher and you're on the left, you're in the wrong fucking place. Bill Maher is basically praising all the red states for opening back up and lambasting the blue states for staying closed. Bill fucking Maher? And meanwhile, Joe Tapioca Silver Alert POTUS number one is over here. Well, we're still going to make you take this vaccine whether you want to or not. Look, just to be as clear as I can, if you think you need the vaccine, please, by all means, take the vaccine. But when the federal government starts telling you you have to have the vaccine, fuck you. You're not my mom. You're not my dad. You don't get to tell me that kind of shit. Not when it comes to this. This is still experimental. And I know right now we have people listen to the, well, Rick, are you anti-vax? No, I'm not. But you know why I am on this one? Because we have decades and decades of research about the other vaccines. But you know what? the thing about it is, and this is one of the things when you start doing research and you have to look into things and you have to figure out the funding and everything else, there are some disturbing correlations to what started happening with children populations once we started making everybody get all the vaccines, like the rise in autism and all the other things. So is there a correlation there? I don't know, because I'm not a doctor. But I know I've seen lots of research where they're wondering if maybe it might not have something to do with it. Now we have this completely experimental vaccine that we don't even know what the fuck it does, but everybody has to take it. Johnson, I don't want to give the wrong one. So it was one of the two vaccine companies is now officially testing it on infants. Even though there's like next to nil chance of them ever catching it, they're now testing the vaccine on infants. Who the fuck thought this was a good idea? Sorry, guys. I'm going to be all over the place tonight, but it's because there's so much going on that I can't keep up anymore, and I just had it with all of it. Because the country is falling apart, the president is asleep at the wheel, and nobody seems to give a shit. Everybody that I talked to is like, well, you know, the vaccine could save your life. Do you know what the vaccine does? Because every paper that I've seen about the vaccine terrifies the shit out of me. Because it's basically telling your cells that the only antibodies they can create are the ones that we're programming you to create. Which means if you get another variation of the virus, which apparently according to the media happens like every 5 seconds, then you're not going to be able to fight it off. So they're now forcing your body to create antibodies for an outdated version of COVID. And because your body can now only create those, because your cells have been specifically overwritten to only create that version, now, to get the new versions, you have to get boosters. I mean, this is like a fucking pyramid scheme with your health! I mean, insurance companies were a pyramid scheme enough with your health. Now they're actually injecting shit into you to make sure that you keep having to get shit injected into you. And we're supposed to be okay with this. Why is everybody okay with this? At this point, why? I mean, dude, our founding fathers would kick every single one of us in the nuts for letting this go on as long as we did if they were still alive. And I'm not even playing. George Washington would come find every single one of us and be like, what the fuck's the matter with you? Here, how's that feel? You like that? Here, have it with the other foot. How you like me now? I mean, come on, dude. Seriously. Have we really become such a bunch of namby-pamby pussies? I know I'm offending someone. I don't give a shit. If we really become such namby-pamby pussies that the government can now tell us what we can do, when we can do it, how we can do it, and fuck off and die. Because that's my response. Fuck off and die. In a fire. Preferably a large fire. And yes, I'm probably going to get a visit from Secret Service. I don't care anymore. This has gone on long enough. This far, no further. I'm done. I have now officially gotten the job or jab email from my job, and I've officially told my job, if you try to make me do that, I'm gone. Because I don't know enough about it. I don't understand it. And at this point, I'm the only sole provider for people that are going to be permanent children. I'm the only one left. And I can't have anything happen to me. Because if something happens to me, there's no one to take care of them. And you're not going to make me get a shot that I don't understand, that has only been around for a little over a year, when every other vaccine that we've ever put into public use has been around for decades before it's ever even made it into someone's arm. And this is a completely different style of vaccine. Guys, that's what's scary about this vaccine. This isn't your flu vaccine where they say, oh, well, we're going to take dead versions of this flu, and combine them. And we're going to hope that that one of these is the version of flu that's going to come out this year. So your body basically gets the dead cells, and then it starts manufacturing antibodies based on the fact that it doesn't realize those are dead cells. That's not how this vaccine works. That's not how this one works. That's not how any of this one works. What it basically does is there's mRNA. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's messenger ribonucleic acid. What that basically is when your cells need to send signals to each other, they dispatch mRNA. When it's time to replicate, whatever the case may be, there's little messenger strands that go from cell to cell, and basically your cells start following those instructions, whether it's replicate, whether it's die in a fire, whatever the case may be. So they are now artificially creating these messenger strands and injecting you with them. If you honestly think the only thing they're coding that thing to tell yourselves to do is to create antibodies, I have a bridge in Brooklyn that we really, 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 really need to talk about, because you're going to love it, and I will sell it to you cheap tomorrow. I don't trust them. I don't trust any of them. Not at this point. Not when the two major manufacturers of this vaccine are two of the most owned stocks in Congress and were before the bids ever started. Not when they're basically saying at this point, you're going to have to get boosters once you get the vaccine. Guys, they're not free. You want to know the other reason why everything is completely out of control right now cost-wise? It's because the government is paying these companies for the shots behind the scenes. They're just not telling you that. There's no way that the government, that these people are basically just, oh, out of the goodness of my heart, here's the vaccine. Bullshit. Bullshit. You can lie to me all day long and tell me it's raining while you're pissing on my leg, but that doesn't mean I don't know that you're fucking pissing on my leg. These are not free. Someone is picking up the tab somewhere, and that is something else that is causing all of this artificial shit that is now driving prices up. I mean, at this point, folks, I got three raises under Donald Trump. Inflation has wiped every single fucking one of them out in the last 9 months. By the end of the month, when Joe Biden took office, even with having my wife's income gone, we still typically had anywhere between $500 to $600 left in a month, and that wasn't even me trying to budget. Now I'm lucky if we...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I got five fucking dollars. And I work three, four, sometimes five jobs, depending on what I can find, because I have lots of gig work to try to bring money in. I'm always working. That's another reason why you rarely see me here anymore. Because this is fun to do, but it doesn't yet pay my bills. And thanks to Joe Biden, I don't have leisure time anymore. Because he's a fucktard. Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm ranty. I don't care. You don't like it, feel free to turn it off. Yes, I'm being really, really salty tonight. You don't like it? Turn it off. There's plenty of other people you can listen to that will tell you whatever you think you need to hear to make you feel better. That's not my job. My job is to wake you the fuck up. And too many people are still asleep. That's the thing that has me the most frustrated right now, is too many people are still asleep. We are literally watching Rome burn and nobody gives a shit. Except for the people that are in chat, and the people that listen to us on a regular basis, and the people that I interact with on social media. You people seem to care. Most everybody else, oh, Joe Biden's not that bad. At least he's not putting out mean stuff on social media anymore, Rick. It's nice to be respected by the rest of the world again. Are you fucking kidding me? Do you know Germany is now putting out commercials in Germany about how bad would they have to help America? One in four Americans is starving. They need Germany's help. Do you know that's an actual thing? In Europe, they are putting out commercials that make us fucking sound like Africa now. I'm not okay with this. I am not okay with this. We are not fucking Africa. We do not have people starving and dying in the streets, or we shouldn't. But the problem is, everybody says, well, if we could only get $8 trillion from the rich, there wouldn't be world hunger anymore, and people wouldn't be starving anymore. Well, that's funny, because that's your answer to everything, is money. But what are you going to do with the money that's going to fix the problem? Because you know what? If you take all of the different philanthropic bullshit and the donations and everything else, we're actually raising about $8 trillion a year through charity. So why is there still fucking world hunger? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the lies, I'm tired of the bullshit, I'm tired of the twisting stuff. I'm just tired of it, because at this point it's nothing but a shell game. And at this point I'm so frustrated with everybody, especially after what happened in Virginia and what almost happened in New Jersey. And then all the Republicans said, oh, we should give the Democrats what they want. That's what these elections told us. What the fuck were you paying attention to? Where the fuck are we going to get the money for this shit? That's the other thing. Where's the debt clock? Under Obama, you couldn't turn on anybody, nowhere, without seeing a debt clock. Under Joe Biden, nothing. You know why? They don't care anymore. They don't care anymore. They've created an emergency that got everyone scared, and now they can do whatever the fuck they want for as long as they want to do it, because we've told them they have to keep us safe. And nobody's standing up to them. Even in the places where they're standing up to them, they're not completely standing up to them. Yeah, businesses are reopening. They're not doing mask mandates. They're trying to fight against the vaccine mandates. Hell, my governor just ordered our attorney general to file suit. As soon as the OSHA rules came out, he's like, yep, nope, we're done. We're filing suit against this week. This is an overreach of the federal government, period. But the problem is, we've let them have the overreach. Because I didn't know what was happening in 2020. I honestly was like expecting the zombie apocalypse to break out like any day. I'm like, what the hell? This is never, they're shutting out. The whole world is shutting down? And then all of a sudden there were these, you know, there were these reports coming out of China of people that were like dead and they weren't dead anymore. And they're like, oh my God, there's like actual zombies in China. Then it turns out it was all just a bunch of people being fucking fucktards. So, I mean, literally, like, for about 3 weeks in March of 2020, I really thought the world was coming to an end. I was like, oh my God, we are, like, living the beginning of The Walking Dead. I'm pretty sure I said those exact words on Kung Fu Spew, the morning show that was started back when it was 2 weeks to slow the spread, and we all got sent home, and I was like, well, it's only going to be for 2 weeks, and I don't want to get used to sleeping in, so let's do a morning show, because it takes me forever to drive to work. And then we did a morning show for, like, 14 months. And then my world ended, and then we haven't done one since. Guys, it's just, it's scary. Living in a world now where I now have not only children, but now grandchildren, and I'm watching the what used to be a slippery slope turn into a fucking water slide, and there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, we're not in slippery slope territory anymore. 1984 was not a goddamn instruction manual. What the hell are we doing? It's 2021, and we have the same things that Orwell warned us about in the book 1984 going on right now, and nobody cares. I mean, hell, we're putting listening devices in our home. And again, I'm just as guilty, so I'm not trying to throw stones at anybody, trust me. My phone listens to every fucking thing I say. I have gone in and tried to turn off every setting that allows it to listen, and I can talk about something with my phone in earshot. Next thing I pull up on Facebook is an ad about what the fuck I was just talking about. We used to fight government surveillance, now we embrace it. Because it makes life easier. Because we can say, hey, Alexa. Hope Ordy's not listening. And he is, because I just saw him. Sorry, Ordy. I don't know, folks. I don't know where we go from here. But I go back to my original statement that I used to open the show while we get ready to take our first break. If the Democrats weren't trying to fuck up the country, what could they be doing any differently than what they are right now? Because they are literally running it into the ground, and the people that are supposed to be trying to stop them are handing them the goddamn keys. And now you know I'm mad, because I don't say that word unless I'm really, really mad. And then I always, like, do, like, even though I'm not Catholic, like, 14 million Hail Marys later, because it's taking the Lord's name in vain. That's kind of a big deal where I'm from. So I really try not to do that, but I just... I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to remain civil with these people. Which is probably why this is probably a really good song to go to break with. Because it's kind of how I feel right now. And it's a throwback to the 80s. And I'm waiting for it to load because it says no. Alright, so we're going to take a break because I need to get a drink of water because I've been screaming for like 20 minutes and counting. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You don't belong.
today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition merit-based scholarships and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when unusual storms, fallen debris, or sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
How can we dance when our earth is turning? All our beds are burning. How can we dance when our earth is turning?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Rick Robinson. This is the America Off the Rail Show, and we are live on KLRN Radio, where we're going to start trying to get this thing back to every Tuesday and Wednesday night at least. I'm still toying with the idea of maybe expanding things again, but I gotta find more hours in the day first. So, you know, not because I meant it to do this, but it kind of inspired me. The last bumper, we are officially starting to pay our share, in case you're wondering. That's another reason why there's inflation. For those of you who don't know, that song is specifically about communism. And that's kind of what we're going through right now. And I this is why I had such high hopes with what I saw from Virginia and almost New Jersey and everywhere else. Because the leftists have been running, the socialists, have been running the Democratic Party for a very long time. and their message, because it's finally coming out unfiltered, is starting to not resonate with the American people. The problem is, and this is something that I've been saying for a very long time, the Republicans are not your friends either. They want the same things. The difference is, one of them wants to, the left, wants to get us there in a Japanese bullet train. The Republicans are fine if we get there in a hand car. Because they still actually want the same things. They still want you giving over your control. They still want you beholden to them. And that's why you see so many that even after the elections, we're like, oh, well, I guess we should give the Democrats what they want so they can pass their infrastructure bill, which is not a fucking infrastructure bill. Again, you know, I am reminded of Nancy Pelosi with the fucking ACA. Gotta pass it to find out what's in it, folks. I don't get it. I really don't. Because, you know, I'm not gonna lie, after this last election, I was ready to throw everything in because I had never seen anything like that before. Where we're doing live election night coverages and all of a sudden district after district after district was like, fuck it, we're taking our ball and going home. We're not even counting for the rest of the night. And then all these places where Trump was ahead, by morning, the magic ballot fairy had appeared and Trump was behind. And all of them were president-only votes. That's not suspicious at all. So, I mean, at this point, I was like, you know what? This is it. We're officially becoming a banana republic. There's no point in me doing what we're doing anymore because it's not going to... There's no way to change it if they're just going to keep changing the rules every time. There's no way to impact change. There's no way to make it better if all they're going to do is basically write in whatever the fuck they want at the end of the day anyway. And the thing about it is, if you think about it, and again, I'm really not trying to be as down as I am right now, but this is just me being 100% real with you. Where the communists fucked up was they didn't give anybody the illusion of choice. What you had is what you had, and that was it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now we have what appears to be the illusion of choice because the American people resoundingly spoke out a week ago and said, no, we don't want this shit. Not in this state, not anywhere, not ever. And then the Republicans, who should be like, oh my God, people are actually listening to what we're saying, said, oh, let's do it anyway. Am I the only one that's completely disheartened by that? Am I the only one looking at this going, for once, it seems like people might finally start to wake up and the Republicans fold like a cheap fucking suit from Walmart? I'm sorry, Walmart doesn't do suits. What was Montgomery Ward's? Yeah, that would have been one of the old places where you could basically get a little bit of everything. Doesn't even really exist anymore. But yeah, just old school cheap suit. Just folded, done. Yeah, we'll give them what they want. You know why? Because somebody cut them a back deal somewhere. I guarantee you, every single Republican that all of a sudden says, oh yeah, I'll vote for this, they got some sort of a back deal, backroom deal somewhere. Because this isn't about you and me anymore. This is why I'm so frustrated with all of it. These people are supposed to work for us, not the other way around. Stop calling them leadership. Stop giving them titles they don't deserve. They are supposed to be public servants, not public masters. But the problem is, we only seem to wake up in small groups. We only seem to wake up in small groups. No one has managed to wake the sleeping giant, which is the American population, to the point where we can actually affect change. Until now. As much as I hate to say this, folks, the fact that things are getting worse could possibly help us wake up. Because up until now, there has been complacency. Because our bellies have been full. Our lights are on. Our utilities work. Our houses are sound. our roads are decent. But now, people are going to the store and they're seeing empty shelves, which we've not had in this country before. Not the way we have it going on now. Now people are going and they're seeing McDonald's. There's a McDonald's down the street from, well, I say down the street from me, but closest McDonald's from me is about 7 miles away. Their starting pay is only a couple dollars an hour less than what I make, and I worked my ass off to get where I am. And people wonder why the prices for everything are going up. And up, and up, and up, and up. It's because we've allowed the Democrats and their complicit Republican cohorts that have sided with them almost every single fucking time to regulate almost everything out of sheer existence. We now have an energy secretary who has publicly come out and said, my job is to bankrupt the energy sector. Because we want clean energy. They're not even hiding it anymore. Because they don't have to. Because they've shown us over and over and over again who they are. And we keep fucking voting for them anyway. Guys, you know me. And those of you that listen for a long time, you've listened to my arc when it comes to Trump. Because I despised the man at first. I'm still not even sure I would sit down and have a beer with him today. But the one thing that man did was shine a spotlight on exactly how fucked up Washington, D.C. has been, and how fucked up it has been for a very long time. And that's why they made sure he had to go. Because if he'd had another term, most of them wouldn't be here anymore. And that's the truth of it. We now have the creator of the Steele dossier has been arrested. The person that peddled everything to get Donald Trump in trouble in the first place, yeah, they've been arrested. Everything points back to Hillary. From the jump, things that I've been saying from the beginning, this is all Hillary Clinton. I've said this from the day Donald Trump stepped off the escalator, as soon as the news broke that Bill Clinton was the one that talked him into running, that the fix is in. This is why I didn't want anybody voting for him in the first place. Because I knew that if he got the nod, which was a foregone conclusion from the moment he stepped off the escalator, but I was still hoping anyway, that at some point he was going to take a dive. And you cannot convince me that he wasn't going to, because he was saying some of the most asinine shit I have ever heard and still didn't lose. He was lit. I could, his words, not mine, I could literally shoot somebody on 5th and Park and they would still vote for me. I could pull out a gun, shoot somebody on 5th and Park right now, and they would still vote for me. Who the fuck says that if you're trying to be the actual president of the United States? Other than Donald Trump. Who stands on a dais in a debate and says they're going to do what I tell them to do, they being the military, because I'm the commander-in-chief and they have to do what I tell them to do. That was so reminiscent of Mojo Jojo. I swear to God, it was like I was listening to the real-life version of Mojo Jojo. You will do these things that I have told you to do because I have told you to do them because I am Mojo Jojo. I mean, seriously, he said that in the... my first CPAC, I'm in a room full of people listening to this man say, I am the commander-in-chief. If I tell them to kick in doors and kill civilians, they'll do it. That's what he said! He wasn't supposed to win! But somehow, and this is still my story to this day, somehow he found out about what Hillary Clinton had cooked up. Because imagine how much differently the narrative for this story would go if she was president. Because don't forget, the beginning of Donald Trump's presidency, he was fighting everybody. Imagine how much differently it would have been if Hillary would have gotten the job. They already had the media pushing the narrative, no matter who was in charge. They had the left pushing the narrative. Imagine if the president, the person who actually is the head of the executive branch, which steers all of that, was actually in on the joke. Not only was in on it, it basically orchestrated the whole thing. This is what I'm telling you. These people are not your friends. I don't care what side of the aisle they are on. They are not your friends. They are not in this for you. They are not trying to win things for you. They are trying to win in D.C. so that they can get their chance at the trough. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they wrap themselves in a flag. I don't care if they thump the Bible. I don't care. because the only person that I have ever seen go to D.C. and do pretty much everything that he said he was going to do was Donald Trump. The only person that I have seen that has left D.C. with less money than when he got there is Donald Trump. Which is why he eventually won me over. No, I didn't like his style. No, I don't like the fact that he's brash. But he's from New York. One of my best friends is from New York. They come across like assholes until you get to know them. It's just who they are. It's how they have to be. There's like 6 million of them standing on top of each other. If you're not loud and brash, you get squished. It's just how they are. And we weren't used to that. I know I wasn't. I point blank put out an article during the debates that says if I was Ted Cruz, the day that Donald Trump let leak the story from the Inquirer, supposedly, about me having an affair and trash-talking my wife, I wouldn't have even been in the second debate. I would have walked up on the dais, punched him in the nose, turned on heel, and walked off. Probably would have won the whole fucking thing, too, because he finally showed some balls. But then again, at this point, I don't trust Cruz any further than I can throw him either. Because every time he had a chance to side with Trump, he chose, more times than not, he chose not to. Even though anybody with any common sense could see that Donald Trump was trying to put the American people first, anybody that had been in D.C. for longer than 5 minutes, even the people that were supposed to be his trusted advisors, were like, oh, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. What are you doing? No, you can't do that. And now we have tapioca. You know why we have tapioca? Because they don't have to tell him you can't do that. All they have to say is sign this and you get pudding. Okay, pudding time, yay. And it really is that simple. I have no idea who's running the country right now. I know for a fact it's not fucking Joe Biden. It's not. I don't know who is, but I know it ain't him. And it's disturbing. When you really stop and think about where we are right now, compared to where we were even this time last year, or 18 months ago, this is disturbing. And it's only going to get worse. They're already making noise about raising interest rates. Do you know what happens to the national debt if they raise the interest rates? You know, that's the reason they're not showing you the national debt anymore. Do you know what adding a quarter point will bankrupt this country? Overnight. And that's not nearly the exaggeration that it sounds like it is. Because it's true. Because we owe so much money to everyone. We talk about China shit. We owe more money to Japan than we do China. And we owe China a shit ton. And at this point, I don't even know why we owe China nothing. After all the times we've caught them stealing stuff from us. But you know what? That's just us being fucking stupid again. Because China was up front with us too. Look, yeah, you can bring your industry here. We'll give you cheap labor. Please bring your industry here. But you know what happens? Everything you develop in China, it's ours. No negotiation. No, that's not a good idea. Oh, it's going to save us money. Let's do it. We're fucking stupid. At the end of the day, we have done this to ourselves. And I think that's the part that has me the most upset. It's like Ordy and I were talking about last hour with the whole, you know, gay marriage being the gateway to the whole fucking gender dysphoria, and now they're trying to normalize pedophilia. We are just fucking stupid. We have this idea that we always have to push things as far as we can fucking push them just to see when they break. The problem is eventually they're going to break. And then what happens when they do? Who's going to fix it when you finally break it? Because this country is dangerously close to the breaking point on so many fronts. Because they have us now compartmentalized, marginalized. I mean, Aggie talked about it last night a little bit on the cocktail lounge. You know, because, you know, back in the day, there was you Caucasian. Well, I mean, back in the day, it was this simple. You was white, you was black, you was Indian, or you was Hispanic. That's what the cards used to say when I was a kid. You know why I know that? Because, and I didn't know this at the time, but I always wondered, because every time I had to bring home one of those cards, my parents would spend like an hour arguing with each other. And I never really understood why, because you look at me, and I look white. But I remember just bits and pieces of the argument. No son of mine is checking the Native American box. I don't give a fuck. That was my dad talking to my mom. And I'm like, why would this white boy be checking the Native American box? Turns out that my great-grandmothers on both sides of my family were Native American. One is Sioux, and the other one I'm not sure about because I never got a chance to ask. And I'm not doing 23andMe before anyone asks, not only because I'm just not, but because you have to pay extra to get Native American DNA anyway. So, no. But the whole thing about it is, I look white. I look really, really white. Like, oh my god, Vanilla Ice white. But apparently, I have enough Native American blood in me that if either one of my great-grandmothers had put themselves on the Indian rolls, which was back then a total disgrace and nobody wanted to do it, I could probably, especially now that I live in an Indian reservation, I'd be living high on the hog, motherfuckers. But they didn't do it because fuck the government. And then the pendulum swung. And then it's, well, get yourself on the rolls so you can get all the government cheese. Now the pendulum is swinging back the other way because they realize, hey, this government cheese ain't quite as much as what they made it out to be. You know why? Because all the stories have come out about what they used to do to Native American women at, you know, reservation abortion clinics. Yeah, you can have an abortion, but we're going to sterilize you at the same time. This was our government doing this shit to people. And you think I should trust them with the vaccines? No! At this point, how do we know that they haven't done something with the mRNA coding that is making people... I mean, really, if you're trying to get to the point where you're sterilizing undesirables, we really think that idea has changed? I mean, look at it this way. From the second COVID hit the scene, some of the bluest mayors in the bluest cities in the bluest states in America put COVID patients in old folks' homes. Do you think they really didn't think that a bunch of the old people in those things were going to get sick? Do you really think they didn't understand how that was going to work? Folks, this is another reason why I'm as terrified as I am right now and why I have become as ranty with all of this stuff as I have. Because if you really stop and look at what they've done with COVID and how they've used it as a tool in so many different places and in so many different ways, they have embraced Nazi eugenics, and they're not even hiding it anymore. Everybody talks about the Holocaust and the 6 million Jews. It didn't start there. They started by wiping out all the old people. Then they moved on to the infirm. Do you realize that by the definition of what these people are now starting to openly talk about, I could be incinerated? If we were in Nazi Germany, I could be put to death and incinerated. I am a productive member of society. I hold 4 different jobs. But because I have a limp, I could be put to death. And these are the things that we're starting to move forward inch by inch, foot by foot, mile by mile. And nobody's noticing and nobody cares. They're distracting you with the crazy so that you don't see the other things they're doing. This is classic misdirection. They have gotten us all to the point where we are so compartmentalized, back to what I was trying to say a moment ago before I went off on a bit of a tangent, but it still all ties together, trust me, give me a second. Even Aggie last night mentioned that now, when you fill out one of the government survey cards, or whatever they're calling them nowadays, there are now Hispanic subsects. Never been a thing before. But there are now Hispanic subsects on these cards. You know why? Because if they can get you to start looking at the Cuban Hispanics, or the Puerto Rican Hispanics, or the white Hispanics, or the black Hispanics, or however they're breaking them up, if they can get you to look at them as if they are different than you, they've already won. Why do you think they keep bringing race back to the table? Martin Luther King took a bullet to the fucking head after giving a speech that said, all I want is for my children and their children and their children to be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. It's 50 fucking years later, and we're right back where we started. Why is that okay? You tell me why that is okay. because I grew up in a world where I didn't give a shit what color you were. It mattered to me what whether you were an asshole or not. Because you can be any color and still be a fucking asshole. It's not about color of skin. It's about content of character. And the fact that we have allowed all of this stuff to creep back in again, all of these things that people have fought, bled, and died to get past, that are right back here again. And I now even see people that I care about that are Native American or this, that, or the other spewing the same shit. And I can't stop them because they've bought into it. During what is now in Oklahoma called Indigenous Peoples Day, a very good friend of mine that I've known for a very long time, who is outwardly Native American, posted a meme that basically had two Indians standing on the shoreline watching a launch come to shore. Ooh, them people look suspicious. Perhaps we should build a wall. And I posted on her timeline, in hindsight, they aren't wrong. They probably, if they would have understood what was going to happen to them, they probably should have built a wall. And the simple fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, that's why we now have the immigration laws that we have, is because we looked at our history and we said, oh, this was some pretty bad shit. And if we're not careful, it's going to happen again. So we should probably start paying attention to who's coming in, why they're coming in. Do they plan on actually being part of the country? Are they going to basically turn their backs on and do whatever the fuck they want to do? And this was a big part of American immigration for forever. Hell, I just saw an article with the Statue of Liberty in it from like 1890-something. It's basically a quote from one of the politicians from the time. Basically said, look, if you're coming to this country because you want to be part of the American dream, that's great. But if you're coming to this country because you don't, because you want to just basically, and I'm fucking it all up because I don't have it in front of me and I only saw it for a second, so I don't have it memorized yet. My really good memory is not quite what it used to be, especially now that I'm not sleeping again very well. But we'll get to that another day. So basically, the whole gist of it is, if you're coming to the country for the right reasons, please feel free to come in. If not, stay the fuck out. And again, when I said, you know, in hindsight, I agree with the Native Americans. They probably should have built a wall, and that's why we have the immigration laws that we have now, is to keep things like this from possibly happening again. And that's why those laws are so important. And again, this is someone that I know, that I care about, that I've known for a long time. We worked together for years. I consider her a friend. She came back at me on open timeline and said, oh, so now that your way of life has been threatened, you think it's okay to keep people out. And I said, look, first of all, last I checked, it's our way of life now, not just mine. And second of all I'm saying is, all things being equal, they probably should have built a fucking wall. But they didn't know any better. There were no immigration policies when Columbus found America, or when the Vikings found America, for that matter, before Columbus ever did, or before the Native Americans, which are technically supposedly native to this area, crossed the land bridge back before the fucking Ice Age. That's just it. We don't know who the Native Americans ran off when they got the land. We don't know what happened before then because we weren't keeping track of shit like that back then. That's just the way things are. We keep trying to change them, but at the end of the day, that's just how things are. That's just like today, you know, slavery's supposed to be a thing of the past. Bullshit. Slavery still exists. What do you think human trafficking is about? Slavery didn't go away. The name got changed. Because at the end of the day, human nature is human nature. And it's a very scary thing, because it depends on what your motivation is. If your only motivation is to be out for you, and only you, then you're going to do whatever you got to do to look out for you, and anybody else that gets in your way, fuck off and die. And that's why the communists and the socialists have been able to basically paint capitalism with this horrible, terrible brush. Because capitalism seems like a really selfish thing. But the problem is, that is not true. Capitalism inspires change when done properly. There is capitalism, and then there's crony capitalism, Crony capitalism is pretty much what we're dealing with right now. And that's why shit needs to change. Because the people that have found their way to the top, they don't want anybody else getting to the top. You still can. But it's a hell of a lot harder than it used to be. And the same people that are telling you that if you elect me, I'm going to help you live your American dream are the same people that are quietly behind the scenes and have been for over a generation taking it the fuck away from you. And nobody cares. The thing about it is, folks, it's easy to say you can come to America and live the American dream, but everybody has a different idea of what the American dream is. For some people, it's being able to find a good job, buy a nice house, raise a family, have a decent car, have money in the bank, be able to go on trips. For other people, it's, I want to take over the world. I'm not telling you what your dream should be. I'm not telling you what your version of the American dream needs to be. I'm telling you the American dream is dying. We're watching them kill it. And it's happening more and more and more and more. And Donald Trump, like him or hate him, was the first president in a long time that did a lot of things that brought the American dream and the American people back to the forefront in their own country. Look, guys, you know me. I'm not a socialist, but at this point, I only have one fucking question. Why are we giving all this money and all these services to people that are coming over the border illegally and we have homeless sleeping in the streets that are veterans? The night before Veterans Day, that should be a question that we're really asking ourselves. Why are we not doing things to take care of our veteran population when we can be? There are derelict buildings all over this country that used to be Air Force bases and military bases that are just sitting there, empty, not being used. Why are they not being utilized? These people are already used to sleeping in places just like that. Why are they not being utilized? Because if they fix the problems, we don't need them anymore. This is why they only give you a little bit at a time. And this is why Donald Trump had to go. Because Donald Trump was a complete outsider to this and only knew that everybody was hurting. And that he figured out that if we actually do things the way we used to do them, people would be okay again. Let's bring energy here. Let's bring jobs back here. Let's find a way to actually manufacture shit here. You know why our shelves are getting to the point where they're so empty? Because everything is manufactured outside of the United States anymore, save a handful of items, and they're all sitting off the coast because nobody can fucking unload them. That's why. Does it explain some of the other things? Like why there's, you know, like today when I went to the store, I was going to buy some eggs because I don't have to work tomorrow. So I was like, we've got sausage, we've got bacon, I'm going to buy some eggs and some hash browns. I'm going to make a breakfast for the kids because I don't get to do that often anymore. And I don't have to work tomorrow, so I might as well go to the store to buy eggs. First two shelves that normally are filled with eggs are empty. Not, you know, one or two cartons empty. Went ahead and said, well, just buy some sausage because I'm going to use what's there and I want to make sure we have more. Spot where there's usually row after row after row of sausage. 5. It's getting bad. It's getting bad enough where even I'm starting to get concerned. Because and again, maybe it's so fresh in my mind because around this same time last year, my now ex-wife and I went to Branson. And one of the people that I saw while we were there was Yakov Smirnoff. And he was talking about when he first came to America and the difference between stores in America and stores in Russia. And stores in Russia, you have to wait in line for everything. And half the time, by the time you got through the line, you were lucky if they had what you still needed. And then you would get your one item that you needed from that and then have to go in another line to get something else. And half the time, you couldn't even get most of what you wanted. And he's like, the first time I come to America, I walk into a store, and there's rows and rows and rows of everything. So many different varieties of the same things that we used to take for granted in Russia are right here at your fingertips, and you can get them whatever you want, and they're always there. And now I look at the shelves today, I'm like, how much longer until we're standing in bread lines again? Because like it or not, folks, that's where we're headed. I get why we did the things we did back in March of 2020 and why we passed the stimulus bills that we passed. I understand it. I'm not faulting the government for doing that at that point in that time because we didn't understand what was going on. Or at least we were led to believe they didn't. I still think they do, to be honest. I think Fauci knows everything. And I think, at some point, probably 50, 60 years from now, after I'm long dead, it's going to come out that this was all man-made. And the truth is going to come out when it can't damage anybody's reputation anymore. And somebody, hopefully, will have a recollection of me saying these exact words on November 10th, 2021. Because I guarantee you, with as weird as this all started, and how China reacted, and all of the things they did to make themselves look better, this was on them. I will go to my grave saying that. They very nearly destroyed the world. And unfortunately, with the way it looks right now, they may have actually succeeded. Only time will tell. Because we are now officially letting the inmates run the asylum. And it really is pretty much just that simple. We are now officially letting the inmates run the asylum. Well, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, that is pretty much it. Did I take a second break? I don't even remember. I don't think I did. No, I didn't. Yeah, normally I at least try to take two. I was too ranty tonight, so I had lots of things that I needed to say. But I felt like I kind of owed you guys anyway, because I haven't been doing this as much as I really, really want to be doing it. And again, that's not anybody's fault. It's not your fault. It's nobody's fault. But the simple fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, there aren't enough hours in the day right now while I get used to what my new normal is. But on that note, based on the fact that it sounds like my current roommates are probably home, based on the fact that I'm pretty sure you probably just heard my crazy ass dog barking, we are going to get out of here. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. We'll be back tomorrow night for the last of my sacrilege, hopefully for a while. We're going to be talking about kind of what it means to have a book that is apocryphal from the Bible, and also get into one specifically, the Book of Judas. And some of you right now are going, there's a Book of Judas? Yes, there is. And that's why we're going to talk about it. But hope everybody enjoys the rest of your night. In the words of Bill S. Preston, Esquire, and Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other. And for those of you that have served this nation, thank you very much for your service. I apologize that we've completely shit the bed. Have a good night. I'm right behind my back, and I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette, and a message coming from my eyes says leave it alone. Don't. Yeah, you got.